Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the feast of Saints Philip and James, apostles. And from the United States, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an associate professor of homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Anne is coming to us from Atlanta today with a preaching entitled Christ the Way.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Today's gospel passage, of which I've only read a part, begins with one of the most well-known, frequently pondered, and highly debated lines in all of Scripture. In response to Thomas's complaint that the disciples couldn't possibly know the way to where Jesus is going since they don't even know his destination, Jesus cryptically replies, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, I want to say dissertations have been written on that one verse alone, and Scripture scholars tie themselves in knots over how to best translate it, mostly because of the mysterious Greek word kai, which appears twice in the verse. It can simply be translated and, as in, I am the way and the truth and the life. But kai could also be translated, and here's your fancy new word for the day that I bet you've never heard before, epexegetically. I dare you to try to say that five times really fast. If translated in such a fashion, it would render the verse saying something more like, I am the way to the truth and the life. Or, I am the true way, the way that gives people life. Or, I'm the way that reveals the truth about God and gives life to people. Epexegetically speaking, the focus is on Jesus identifying himself as the way. And truth and life indicate either the destination of where that way will take you, or they serve as descriptors of the way itself. The way puts one in contact with what's real. The way is life-giving. We know that the way was a treasured image for our early brothers and sisters in faith. Before Christianity was called Christianity, it was simply known in earliest decades after Christ's resurrection as the way. Catherine of Siena, our Dominican sister whose feast we celebrated earlier this week on April 29th, seemed to think about today's gospel passage through this epexegetical lens. She asserted you could either follow the way of truth to come to life, or you could follow the way of falsehood, which would lead to death. In her writings called the Dialogues, she imagines sin as running like a torrential river carving a chasm that separates us from God. This chasm is deep and it's wide. You can picture the Grand Canyon here. Whoever descends the canyon and tries to cross the river would drown. So God sends Christ as a bridge between heaven and earth, allowing us to cross by the way of truth to God's abundant life. It was because this river runs like a stormy sea that I gave you the bridge so you would not drown, Catherine hears God say to her. She goes on, I made a bridge of my son, and through that living bridge has been taken from your sight, there remains the bridgeway of his teaching. God goes on, you want to show that you want my help when you leave the river behind and keep to the bridge by following the teaching of my truth. The image of Christ as bridge was such a powerful one for Catherine that in the dialogue she mentions it 94 times. A week ago today, I know many of us were struck by the homily of Pope Francis's funeral, where Cardinal Ray lifted up anew one of Pope Francis's most significant exhortations. Build bridges, not walls. Francis understood well that just as we imitate Christ the Good Shepherd by caring for his lambs, and just as we imitate Christ the Light by offering illumination in dark spaces, we best imitate Christ the Way by crossing chasms, by building bridges, by fostering connection where sin has separated us from one another. We can imagine what would have happened if heaven built a wall to protect itself from earth, to keep itself unaffected by our plight, by our suffering. But no, God crossed over to us in Christ so that we might be able to cross over through Christ to share God's own abundant life. And when we make the effort to build bridges today, personally and collectively, we imitate Christ's mercy to us. Once upon a time, Thomas complained he didn't know where Jesus was going, so how could he know the way? 2,000 years later, we do know. We know Jesus laid down his life, stretched out his body to bridge the chasm of death and connect what sin had separated. And we know that if we believe Christ to be the way, we are called to do the same.